Welcome to The Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. Iron sharpens iron, or so the old saying goes. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin loves that saying, but it's often been a hollow one in the past based on the makeup of his teams in Pittsburgh. GM Omar Khan certainly believes in that saying, though, and has helped change the makeup of the Steelers rather quickly, bringing in competition wherever he sees fit. That's a breath of fresh air, too. The Steelers, who are quite stagnant, have needed it. All across the board on the roster, Khan has brought in competition to get the best out of the roster, period. That is no more apparent than at the quarterback position, even if it was an interesting way to get where they are today. After former quarterback Kenny Pickett seemingly ran from competition with Russell Wilson after the future Hall of Famer was signed, it is quite telling that fourth-year quarterback Justin Fields, who was acquired via trade just a few days ago to back up Wilson, chose the Steelers as his preferred landing spot because he wants to compete. He wants all the smoke, as the kids say. That's exactly the type of player the Steelers should be pursuing. Competition is good for everyone. It keeps people on their toes, brings out the best in them, and in the end, that improves the team, period. What's good for you is good for me, or the old saying goes. Competition is going to improve the Steelers top to bottom. That should be the goal no matter what. It just took a bit longer to get there than the Steelers might have liked, getting rid of some poor attitudes in the process. Nobody on this team moving forward should feel entitled to anything. That is, unless your name is TJ Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, and maybe even Cameron Hayward. Even then, competition to push them and make them improve is a good thing. It is never, ever a bad thing. Nothing is handed to you. It's a shame Kenny Pickett didn't learn that fast enough. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alice Kozora and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.